Lavrov and President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, will be held in Miami. The meeting comes after a Russian missile strike on the Ukrainian city of Odessa. Officials say 8 people were killed and more than 24 others were wounded. You're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Missouri officials say they are still fighting to keep the Kansas City Chiefs on that side of the state line. Kansas legislative leaders are set to meet on Monday to possibly try to lure the Chiefs to relocate in Kansas. Meanwhile, KCTV reports that Jackson County, Missouri executive Phil Lavoda insisted they're still working to keep the Chiefs at the Truman Sports Complex. He held a press conference yesterday to announce a plan called Operation Save Arrowhead. That plan includes a 25-year tax beginning in the year 2031. Lavoda says the Chiefs president, Mark Donovan, told him no deal with Kansas has been finalized. Kansas Supreme Court Justice Marla Lukert is stepping down. She made the announcement yesterday, 2 months after taking medical leave following a stroke. Acting Chief Justice Eric Rosenwald assumed the role full-time on January 2nd. Lukert says she will continue as a justice until the end of January before retiring from the bench. Lukert grew up in Woodland and earned a law degree from Washburn. She became the second woman appointed to the Supreme Court in 2002 when she was selected by Governor Bill Graves. Lukert became Chief Justice in 2019. A Topeka resident has been arrested as part of a nationwide operation that led to the rescue of more than 200 children on child exploitation. KCTV reports that 46-year-old Diana Brown is charged with 4 counts of producing and 1 count of possessing child pornography. That was part of the U.S. Department of Justice's Operation Relentless Justice, which led to the arrest of almost 300 offenders over the past 2 weeks. All 56 FBI field offices were involved in the operation, which led to the location of more than 200 child victims. Also arrested was 23-year-old Reese Connor Pack, formerly of Ottawa, now living in Ohio. We've got mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listing area this morning. It will become mostly sunny as the day goes on. Highs today in the upper 40s. It's 41 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, bringing that Christmas classic to the stage. Die Hard, performed live. It is a Christmas classic, right? You decide. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR. Here at Kansas Public Radio, we have just one job, to serve you, our listeners, with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds this service that you rely on all year long. Because you listen to KPR, consider becoming a member listener at support.kansaspublicradio.org and help fund the programming that matters. And from all of us at KPR, thanks.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
We've got cloudy skies, warm temperatures for this weekend with highs today and tomorrow getting up to the upper 40s. Looking ahead to Monday, partly sunny and highs in the upper 50s. It's 42 in Lawrence, 42 degrees in Emporia, 43 in Overland Park. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
Do you find yourself craving a different type of music when it's cold outside?
When we talk about the ingredients of what makes a sound feel wintry, often I'm talking about pianos and strings and kind of organic instrumentation.
Stephen Thompson explains how our music tastes change with the seasons on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple. It's free, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday, and then stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, actress Rhea Seehorn stops by to play Not My Job. You may know her best from Better Call Saul. She's also on Apple TV Plus's Pluribus. She stops by to play Not My Job. And she's joined by Josh Gondelman, Paula Poundstone, and Hari Kondabolu. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR1 and KPR2 stations.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market.
Opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can listen online to our live stream. You can also take a look at our complete listing of holiday offerings. It's all at kansaspublicradio.org.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 40s, winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. The most famous people in the world have been photographed for Vanity Fair, movie stars, Michelle Obama, and other members of her family. This week was the first time the subjects were shot so artistically you could see right into their eyes where their souls used to be. We'll ask what's left, plus Rhea Seehorn, the star of Pluribus, explains how she can play someone who hates everyone when there's no one on Earth left to hate, and Bill Curtis reveals the theme of his Christmas display at his country estate.
Romance at Reindeer Lodge.
We'll ask where people are really getting cozy for the holidays on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Department of Justice began releasing documents yesterday related to the late financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, as required.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today, although it's still pretty cloudy out there right now. Highs today in the upper 40s. It's 43 in Atchison, 45 degrees in Lawrence, 44 in Topeka. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, 9th and Massachusetts in Lawrence. A community partner, Weaver's has served eastern Kansas since 1857 with men's and women's apparel, cosmetics, and kitchen and gourmet housewares. Weaver's in downtown Lawrence.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to your community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org. Cloudy skies. It should become mostly sunny later today. Highs in the upper 40s. It's 46 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from...
It's the Retro Cocktail Hour Christmas Show.
Mike!
I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join us where the Christmas music is shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
We've got lots of holiday programming in store here at Kansas Public Radio. You can find a complete list of all of our holiday shows at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. That includes tomorrow's Prairie Journal. We're celebrating the season KPR style. Join the folks at your favorite public radio station as we share some holiday memories and songs of the season.
It was almost beyond belief that I could say hello to Santa twice a day.
I am the sledding expert in the state of Kansas.
Dash away, dash away, dash away all!
Join us for a very merry Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on Kansas Public Radio. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPR2 with a special rebroadcast Christmas night, 7 p.m., on KPR2. The time is 10:40.
Support for NPR comes from
NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. Join us later today for Live 105. Today on 105 Live, Kansas musicians share some holiday tunes and some original songs inspired by the season. Nick Carswell's your host for 105 Live at 5 o'clock this evening on KPR.
Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Snapshot is not available in California or from all agents.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages, over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now through January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com. This afternoon, join Destiny for KPR's Classics by Request from 1 to 4 o'clock, the show where you pick the playlist. Today, it's all about your Christmas and holiday favorites. Handel's Messiah, Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, and even a Christmas waltz or two. Classics by Request, starting at 1 o'clock on KPR.
This is the Moth Radio Hour from PRX, when the Moth Radio Hour returns.
The Moth is supported by AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca is committed to transforming the lives of people living with a variety of amyloidosis diseases. To learn more about ATTR amyloidosis, visit attrroadmap.com. And by BetterHelp, committed to helping clients with issues ranging from relationship challenges and goal setting to grief and depression. Learn more at betterhelp.com/public.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com. And from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
This is the Moth Radio Hour
podcast. For information on pitching us your own story and everything else, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. In an hour from now, stay with us for Classics by Request with Destiny. We'll hear songs of the season at your request. That's coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021 with the goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com. One of the great Christmas time traditions is the broadcast of a festival of nine lessons and carols from King's College in Cambridge, England. The Christmas Eve service is performed by the 30-voice King's College Choir. Join us on KPR for A Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock here on KPR. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies, although it's still pretty cloudy throughout the KPR listening area. Highs today in the upper 40s, wind shifting to the north this afternoon. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs again in the upper 40s. It's 47 in Atchison, 49 in Emporia, 49 in Lawrence, 48 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
It's American Life from Ira Glass.